cotton candy brain people. Arguing with people online can be fun, but it's also a no-win situation. Lord Acton is the guy who said power corrupts absolutely. He's also the dude who said everybody will always get as much power as the situation allows. This makes perfect sense. From an instinctive level, we humans are always flexing on each other. Most of the time, this is very low level, mental even. Somebody will say something to us, a low-key put-down, and we'll laugh it off. But inside we'll be not quite fuming, but still a bit off balance. Well, that's because you're an idiot, we'll tell ourselves to save face. Way back in the day, whoever could jack themselves up the social status ladder the most got the most goods. Back in the day, this wasn't easy to get higher on the social status ladder. You had to be a continuous producer of stuff that others actually needed. The dude who brought home plenty of food every day would get a lot of positive validation. This positive validation over time adds up to status. High status dudes got that status in exchange for the stuff that helped others stay alive. Today, it's very easy to get fake status. Fake and very, very temporary status. Fake and very, very superficial status. And the go-to method of getting this short-term fake status is by covert insults that others can't overcome. This is the ultimate in train wreck behavior. Just like a schoolyard bully, they can only feel good by putting others down. Today, everybody wants to be famous by getting the most attention. And the most common way people do this today is by the bully method. Everybody is competing in the market of, hey, look at how wrong that other person is. Imagine if an ancient group of cave people acted like this. They had the silly idea that the only way to get status was to always be criticizing each other's hunting skills. Nobody ever went hunting. Instead, everybody was always following everybody else around, criticizing everybody else's hunting skills. Nobody would hunt, nobody would get any food, and just like that Korean zombie drama, all of us are dead. But like they say, behind every zombie cloud is a silver lining. Forget about the tit-for-tat linguistic put-downs, the kind that make online arguments impossible and frustrating. Instead, look inside the linguistics to find some hypnotic fun. Come up with some linguistic zingers that turn their brains into cookie dough. Come up with some unexpected reframes to turn their insults into cotton candy. Master the art of covert hypnosis and have some never-ending fun with their brains and hearts. And if you're brave and playful enough, their sexual desires. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.